It is odd that oftentimes the more we have, the less grateful we become. The more we have to be thankful for, the less likely we are to say thanks, and the less generous we become. Fundraising specialists will tell you that middle-class people and lower-class people give away a much greater percentage of their incomes than rich people. Those who have the most tend to give the least proportionally. I have a friend who comes from India, which is a country, as we know, that has often a great deal of poverty. Through the years, I have noticed that he always brings food to any gathering. He always gives freely of his time and his energy. And he told me once that that is just the culture he comes from. Giving is just their way. He says that a person in India may live on the street and only have an apple, but he will gladly give you half of his apple. It seems that in a funny way, poverty breeds gratitude and generosity. The experience of struggling financially creates in itself a kind of humility, a recognition of our dependence on God and on each other. Staying in touch with that humility as we become more prosperous, is the key to spiritual health. It's no accident that the ancient Israelites required each person to recite the history of their people, to remember their humble beginnings when they brought their tithe to the temple. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down to Egypt and lived there as an alien, etc., and to recite once again what God had done for them. They knew that it is important to remember that prosperity is a gift, not an unalienable right. Freedom is a gift, not an unalienable right. Health is a gift, not an unalienable right. Life itself is a gift, not an unalienable right. And when we remember these things, we stand humbly before God, and praise just naturally flows from us, naturally and easily. And then we receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of gratitude. When we expect nothing, we are grateful for anything we receive. Instead of being angry about what we don't have, we rejoice in what we have been given. And so we live our lives in perpetual rejoicing, and life does indeed become one long fiesta with God. I once knew a man who was diagnosed with a genetic brain abnormality. When he first learned about it, he was told there was nothing that the doctors could do about it. He simply had to live his life knowing that one day it would begin to grow and it would eventually kill him. He said that in facing that profound vulnerability, his prayer life began to deepen. He prayed deeply from the depths of his soul every single day. He came to recognize that he was dependent on God for each day of life. And he gave thanks for every moment that he had with his children. He gave thanks to God for every day he got to spend with his wife. He came to appreciate every tiny gift that he was given. And then one day he got the call from the doctors, and they said, "The technology has finally been developed where we can safely operate and remove that abnormality from your brain. and the prognosis for a full recovery is excellent. Well, he said, of course, he was thrilled. He was very happy. And of course, he said yes to having the operation. But then something kind of odd happened. He began to experience this profound sadness. And he began to think about it and reflect on it, and he realized that he didn't want to lose the close relationship that he had found and built with God. He didn't want to lose that sense of dependency and the gratitude, because that had become more precious to him than life itself. He did have the operation, but he tried to continue to remember to pray every single day and to still remember that each day of life was a gift and to stay in touch with that sense of dependency and gratitude. There's an old curse that goes something like this. May you get your heart's desire. Getting our desires, experiencing prosperity in any form is a blessing, but it can also be a curse. It becomes a curse when it separates us from our humility, from our sense of dependency. It becomes a curse when it separates us from the greatest blessing of all, the gift of gratitude. Henry Nouwen says, gratitude as an emotion in which we experience our dependencies as a gift. And we realize that in the celebration of our dependencies, we become most aware of who we truly are, a small but precious part of creation, and above all, the human family. On this day, we can say it is good just to be human. And it is in our common humanity that we can recognize God's love. It is good just to be human. It is good to recognize just how vulnerable we really are. It is good to recognize how much we need each other and how much we need God. For that recognition is the soil from which grows our gratitude and our praise. It is the foundation for rejoicing and giving praise from our hearts. So I hope you will take time to regularly remember your humble beginnings. I hope you will take time to notice just how many people have contributed throughout your life to your well-being. I hope you will take time to be in meaningful communion with God on a regular basis. I hope that you will find the wellspring for rejoicing and giving thanks so that every day can be for you one long fiesta with God. Amen.